Cooper, who was right on target in the Doomben 10,000.
I'm sticking with Red Veal over the favourite, a couple of kilos in the way of Red Veal here. Maybe that's enough just to get him over the line.
Don't miss Racing HQ this Saturday for all the good oil on Doomben Cup Day on Sky Sports Radio.
Racing HQ continues on Sky Sports Radio. It's time for a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And the 3:10, just before we go to Paul Joyce and also Ray Thomas and Jared Middleton, barrier draws out now for the Newman Cup. It somewhat has drawn barrier 6. Preferment is out in 17. Chris Lee said he didn't really care where he drew. Well, Chris, you've drawn 18, unfortunately, with sense of occasion. The outside, you'll come into 16. The emergency's out. Vanbrugh out of 12. Star Exhibit from 4. McCreary 15. Cylinder Beach 13. Benzini 3. Morris out of 16. Astronomus 11. Now, Emphasis is 9. Articus 8. Rudy 2. Single Gaze 14. Jesse Bell 5. Amelie Star is 10. Sound Proposition, the emergency, is 7. And Aldrey, the other emergency, out of 1. So it's somewhat out of 6. You've got Sense of Occasion out of 18. Articus will come out of 8. They're the sort of the main ones, I suppose, at this stage. Merely Star out of 10. John Allen as well. But that's a barrier draw for the Doomben Cup. Now, Paul Joyce joining us to take a look today at Warwick Farm. Morning, Paul.
Good morning, Sean. It's a beautiful autumn day in Sydney. It'll be lovely out there at Warwick Farm this afternoon for 7 races. And Sean, if you're expecting short-priced obvious favourites today, turn the radio off because I'm going a bit wide today.
Beautiful. Just before we go to Ray as well, Mark Jones, our track manager, joins us. Morning, Mark.
Yeah, good morning, Sean.
Paul said a lovely autumn day. What sort of day are you expecting through the day and track-wise?
Yeah, look, it's going to be around about 21 degrees. It's absolutely beautiful morning. It was quite fresh early, but sun's out, no clouds, and looking forward to a good day.
All right. How have you rated the track?
Yeah, look, we're currently a good 3 with a penetrometer of 4.52.
Okay, the rail today?
Yeah, look, we're 3 metres. We raced 2 weeks ago on the true, so we've just moved out at 3 metres.
How's the wear been on the track now? We're getting a bit colder.
Look, it is quite good, I must say. The track, there's minimal wear. It's still got good colour. We haven't had a frost yet, which is always a bonus. So, look, for this time of the year, late autumn, I think the track's in, you know, pretty good order.
Right, terrific Saturday. You got a beauty, a beautiful fine day and a good 3.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to the day.
Good on you, Mark. All the best. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Mark Jones, the Warwick Farm track manager. Ray Thomas joins us as well. Morning, Ray.
Yeah, good morning, Sean. Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, look, good meeting this afternoon, isn't it, boys? And I echo Paul's thoughts. He's going a little bit wide with some of his selections. It's that sort of day, I think, Sean. There's no real standouts in each race. There's pretty deep competitive racing all day, and hopefully between Paul and I, we can find a few winners.
All right, and Jared Middleton joining us from tab.com.au. G'day, Jared.
Yeah, g'day, Cozzy. G'day, Paul. G'day, Ray. Yeah, great to be here this morning, guys. Just noting, too, Ben Mellon riding in Sydney again today. You wonder whether it's inevitable that he could end up here full-time. But, it looks a good meeting on paper. There's been some pretty wild fluctuations this morning as well. So, it looks a competitive day.
All right, now the first, we've got a full field.
Yeah, number one, Pudrick, is $4.20 in favourite. Barbecue, $8. Kookaburra, $12. Icon of Dubai, $5. Barbary, $23. Bezina, $9.50. Sambro, $4.80. General Moose, $16. Korma, $8.50. Unruly, $41. Farsight, $31. And Nothing Too Hard, the $12, is $126. Really good push here for Podrick. 8 into $4.20. Sambro was 5 to $4.40, back to $4.80. Barbecue was 6 to 8 into $7.50, and they are the 3 best back runners, but certainly Podrick is best back, holding just about to double the amount on it than on Sambro and Barbecue.
Yeah, well, look, it's not an easy race to map with these 2-year-olds stretched to 1,400, most of them for the first time. Padraig, the Kiwi horse, I've got him going back from the wide draw. That's how he seems to have raced over in New Zealand. Going forward, Kookaburra and also Sambro. So two of Chris Waller's have drawn out a bit. They'll probably settle 1-2, Ray, and Icon of Dubai not far off. But look, I wouldn't expect them to go along at a furious pace here.
Yeah, I think you read it perfectly there, Paul. I can see Sambro sort of cruising across with Kookaburra. From that 1,400-metre start, they generally don't go too hard, do they, at Warwick Farm as a rule? And these two could get a picnic up in front. And that's the reason I'm going to lean towards Sambro, although I'm very wary of the New Zealander. Podrick is a massive boom on him. And as Jared said, there's been good money already for Podrick. Look, Sambro last I concede he had every chance probably, but he was narrowly beaten to third spot in the barbecue race. But he had to work from an outside barrier, then was taken on in front that day. He didn't get much peace, and I thought he did a good job to hang on and run third, beating that three-way photo. Today, as Paul suggests, he'll cruise across with Kookaburra. I don't think they'll go hard. And with Hugh Bowman staying with Sambro, I think that's a good push for him here. The 480 about the right price. Seven Sambro on top from one Podrig. Look, he's on his way to Brisbane for the big two-odd races up there. He comes here with a big reputation. He's ill on form, as Paul suggests. He tends to get back. He's got a tremendous finishing burst. The tempo might be against him here. That's my one concern. But look, if he gets any sort of a look at them, and if there is a decent speed up front, he could just blow this field away. Two barbecue, one narrowly on debut. Did get all the favours that day, admittedly, but it might happen again this afternoon. Drawn at the inside gate, gate three, he'll just tuck in behind Sambwell and Kookaburra. And look, he was game on debut at Warwick Farm. No reason to suggest he can't run well again. And I'm giving number nine, Korma, another chance. I was on him at Anzac Day, and he disappointed me first up. But the track was very wet on that occasion. His trial form going into that was excellent. On top of the ground here, 1,400 metres. I think Korma can improve out of sight. But good race to start the day, Paul. I've got seven Sambro on top. 7, 1, 2, and 9.
Yeah, similar sort of numbers, Ray. 7, 2, 1 and 12 for me. Sambro on top for the exact reasons you've mentioned. Probably worth noting, looking at the weight, so that was a set weights affair that Barbecue won here 2 weeks ago, and this time it's a handicap. So Sambro does get a 2.5 kilo weight swing on Barbecue for only getting beat in the neck. So on the weights, you'd think Sambro could turn the tables. But as you said, Ray, Barbecue about to get a lovely run again. That was his first start, so he should take improvement out of that. So I've got Barbecue number two as the danger. The Kiwi number one, Padre. Look, he looks very good, very talented horse from what I've seen of his replays. He's raw, he's green, he does a few things wrong, but he's loaded with ability. Whether or not the 1,400 here from White Gate, he may just have a bit too much work to do with the 59 kilos. But keep an eye on him wherever they take him. He's obviously looking for even further than the 1,400 today. And there's one in there at $126, guys, that I've had something on for a place. Number 12, Nothing Too Hard. This horse was beaten 7 lengths by Barbecue last start, but gets a massive turnaround at the weight. And it is worth noting, he was flattened at the start, and just when he started to get going in the straight, he got flattened again over on the inside. So genuine excuses for the 12. It wouldn't surprise me if he improved today. 7, 2, 1, and 12.
Rightio, race two, number five on the air comes out.
And no deduction there. Number one, Emperor's Way, $9. Love Letter, $3.90. Queen of Heights, the $2.60 favourite. Natoya, 51, 5 is out. 6, Isle of Capri, $5. Penny Star, 31. Aurora Rose, 13. Duchess Pradrill, $5.50. Look, really good move here for Queen of Heights. $4.60 into $2.60. It's the best backed. Love Letter's the next best back, but happy to lay it at this stage. It's been 340 to 390, and a really good move this morning for Isle of Capri. 9 into 480, just back to $5.
Probably suits Queen of Heights here, Gerard. I've got her crossing with Emperor's Way to settle 1-2, and they should control the tempo, at least according to my map. Aurora Rose ducks in for a trial with Duchess the Drill fourth the fence. The rest of them tend to settle midfield or worse, Ray, so if that map's right, maybe there's a slight edge for the leaders here.
Yeah, I'm sticking with Queen of Heights here, Paul. I was super impressed by her comeback run. She hadn't raced for nearly a year when she resumed at Warwick Farm on May 3, and she had to do a bit of work that day, taking the field up to the leader. She was exposed a long way out. Polaris Jack and Love Letter looked to have her cold at about the 200, but she dug really deep, held on to run second, narrowly beaten by Polaris Jack. Love Letter eventually yielded ground late to finish third. I thought she was terrific in her comeback run. She's bred on the great New Zealand stout staying family, Paul, that dates back to horses like Battle Heights and Mappily Heights. So, look, she's a progressive filly. Only had the two runs now for 2 seconds. Goes from a 13 to a 1,400. Second up, look, I'm hoping we saw some freshness in her legs, but I was just super impressed by her fight that day at Warwick Farm. And as Paul said, she's probably going to get all the favours again up on pace here, and she'll be hard to run down, the three Queen of Heights. She will take natural improvement out of that second behind Polaris Jack. Number two, Love Letter. Look, I can see perhaps she had to do a bit of work coming from back in the field to make a run around them and get into the contest at Warwick Farm, but I thought she had her chance. But she's third up now. She's rock-hard fit. No more excuses. She's the danger to Queen of Heights. Number one, Emperor's Way. Look, he was a short price favourite at Kembla when he resumed, and absolutely no excuses. So it is, just blew him away late. But he's had the four starts now for four placings. He's obviously got some ability, still learning how to race, and he certainly has to go into your multiples. And number six, Isla Capri. Eye-catching one last start at Newcastle. This Street Cry filly is a definite improver, but I'm with three Queen of Heights. The race just sets up beautifully for her today, I thought, Paul. In the second, 3, 2, 1, and 6.
Yeah, look, I'm going with the six. I've gone 6, 3, 9, and 2, Isla Capri on top. The $9 this morning I thought was luxurious odds, and it's no surprise the punters have snapped that up, and she's now into $5. But she's still my top pick. She was luckless at Newcastle last start. She struck a bit of bother early. She got a long way back, and then in the straight, she went for three or four different runs, and the gaps just kept closing in front of apprentice Lee McGorry. And there, big jockey change today. Senior Hoop, Karen McAvoy aboard. Just a matter of getting that speed up front. That could be the problem for Isla Capri, but she's my top pick, and keep an eye on her going forward. The three Queen of Heights race covered it perfectly. She fought back bravely behind Polaris Jack last start. That's a strong form reference for this, and she should get all the favours on pace. The nine Duchess Padrille, barrier one to plus here. Andrew Atkins aboard with Ronnie Quinton, of course, teamed up to win the Dark Jewel at Scone last week. And this filly was heavily back resuming on a soft seven, but she didn't handle the going. Back on top of the ground today, off her trial form, I think she's a definite improver. And number two, Love Letter. Look, I was a bit disappointed with that last run. I thought she had every possible hope there on the good four track, and she just died on her run late, which she's now done a couple of times. So I've shuffled her back to four, six, 3, 9, and 2.
All right, the third event, the TAB Handicap Full Field.
Number one, Shoham 14, Lord Macau $9.50, Polaris Jack the $3.70 favourites, Tycoon Mar $8.50, Travancore $12, Yeah Bravo $11, Vaucluse Bay $6, Mate's Story $19, Jolly's Pearl $19, Mr. Tickets $10, Walk the Streets $17, Lord Kingsley $14, and Crimson Halo number 13 is $71. Look, really good move here for Polaris Jack. Is best back to last start winner at Warwick Farm, 6 into $3.70. The second best backed is Lord Macau, but it's been a drifter, 8 out to 9.50. And the third best backed here at a price, Mate Story at $19.
Yeah, interesting there, Jared. I've got Yeah Bravo and Mate Story going forward here, and I've actually got Mate Story leading the race with Yeah Bravo sitting outside. Lord Macau probably box seat. So we've got Vaucluse Bay handy, and the other two on-pace runners could be Mr. Tickets or Walk the Streets. Even tempo, Ray, nothing furious, but they'll definitely move along at a reasonable pace.
And this is one of those races, Paul, I think is very deep. There's some promising emerging young horses in this field, including my top selection, number 7, Vaucluse Bay. Look, I know it's a bit of a jump from a Gosford maiden into a midweek here where he's taking on some nice horses, but I was super impressed by his Gosford win. Look, I know he probably didn't beat a lot, but he was up on pace that day outside the leader, forged to the front at the top of the straight, won by 2.5, could have won by double that margin if he was tested. He just looks a really nice type on the improve. One little concern, Paul, he is staying at 1600M. I would have liked this race to be a fraction further, but I just think he's a horse that's going to keep progressing through the grades here, and I'm prepared to stick with him, number 7, Vaucluse Bay. He goes about his business in a really good style of a horse, and I've got him on top from 3, Polaris Jack. He's going from the 1300 straight up to 1600, which is my slight issue with him, but in saying that, he was tough to the line to beat Queen of Heights last start. He goes into this race third up. He's rock hard fit, and he's a very, very consistent galloper with ability. Down the weights, number 12, Lord Kingsley. They opened $21, this horse, into 14s, and not surprised, because if he can reproduce that run at Wagga in the Guineas last start, he's some sort of a chance here. Look, he was flashing home late out wide, coming from near last on the turn to run second, beaten narrowly by Exocet. It was a tremendous run. He's also staying at 1600. I'm convinced this horse is a stayer in the making, Lord Kingsley. That's my one little issue here, but if he can get some momentum going from the 500 into the straight, watch for Lord Kingsley getting home hard. And 2, Lord Macau comes out of the Wagga Guineas. He was in that blanket finish running fifth, and he'll get all the favours, as Paul suggested, from the inside gate, and he's a tough horse to pass on his day. 7, Vaucluse Bay. I like the look of this horse, Paul. I think he's a really progressive type. 7, 3, 12, and 2. Good race for third.
Yeah, really good race, Ray. I'm 3, 8, 12, and 4. I'm sticking with Polaris Jack here off his last start victory. beating Queen of Heights, so we'll already have a bit of a read on the form by this stage of the day. And the run before that, where he split Wayanka and Cordero, well, hasn't that proven to be a super strong little form line? So he's coming through with the right form. He's a lovely soft barrier. I think he'll just trail a genuine speed. And obviously the 1300 of the mile could be the little query, but the early money this morning suggests that punters are happy to back number three, Polaris Jack. The eighth mate story, the horse Jared said has been stacked at big odds. Now, this horse led throughout on debut at Kembla, won by 2.25 length. It was over 1,500. It was a 50-1 pop, but he never looked like getting beaten. He charged through the line. I don't think he beat much. There hasn't been much form out of the race yet, but he's one from one. He's coming in here at big odds, and I think he'll lead and give a good sight. So number eight mate story, the danger for me. 12 Lord Kingsley, Ray and I have both found this as a roughie in the race. Great run in the MTC Guineas, as you mentioned, Ray, but first up, behind the pinnacle, he was a good thing beaten that day. If you're on at the $17, you were stiff. He was badly held up the entire straight, and Kawakini came through that race, finishing second, and she's been competitive in town a couple of times since in Saturday grade. And then I've got the four Tycoon Mar. Now, this horse had been winning in much easier races, and then last start sat four wide throughout in the Hawkesbury Guineas and was only beaten a length and a half by Shazza Lee. Prompt response ran second, who backed up and ran well at Scone, as did Calander, who was the unlucky runner in the Hawkesbury Guineas. So, as usual, the Hawkesbury Guineas is a strong form race. I'm going to throw Tycoon Mar into the multiples. 3, 8, 12, and 4. What a strong race this is for a Wednesday.
All right, we go to race 4 and take out 6 Vice Man.
And 17 cents your win deduction there for the scratching of Vice Man. The top is Salerno, $26. Moshki, $21. Don't Tease Me, $4.80. Wanna Get a Watt, $5. Viceroy, the $2.80 favourite, 6 is out. 7, I'm Usain, 16. Difficult to Get, $4.20. Music Magic, 34. Number 10, I'll Text You, is $10. And since the scratching, Viceroy's been 360 to 280. Certainly the best tried runner in the race. The next best back is Wanna Get a Watt.
Yeah, speed should be right on here, guys. Plenty of speed horses. A Moshki, Don't Tease Me, Salerno. As we head out, we've got Wanna Get a Watt, and drawn even wider again is Old Texty, actually drawn the 5. So, Ray, I've got 6 to 7 of these who could lead potentially, so you'd like to think they're going to charge around 1,000 here.
Which hopefully will help the favourite Viceroy here, Paul. With Viceman coming out, I'm leaning towards Viceroy. I can see he's a little awkwardly drawn in that 9 gate, but Paul's point, read the tempo, is spot on. And look, Ty Anglin is riding in super form, should be able to just get across and find some cover. This horse would go a long way to see a more complete win than his first up at Wagga during the Cup Carnival. I know it was only a Class 3, and there's a question mark on some of the horses he defeated that day, but he was just absolutely dominant, relaxed well off a hot tempo, eased around the leader in the straight, put 3 lengths on it and Dolly's Due, and he was going half pace over the last 100. Yet, he went 33.6 coming home the last 600 and a tick over 57 for the 1,000. It was a super impressive return to racing, and he should take natural improvement out of that. And look, I just think he just needs a touch of luck from that awkward gate. I'll leave that to Ty Anglin. As I said, he's riding in great form, and if he brings that Wagga form to Warwick Farm, Viceroy will be winning. The dangers, I thought, were 2 good short course specialists in form. Number 8, Difficult to Get, and number 4, Wanna Get a Watt. Difficult to Get comes out of a really tough win at Wyong last start when she held off once more a lady, and over the 1,000 metres, this filly is very effective. Wanna Get a Watt won the Tab Highway at the Hawkesbury standalone, and good tough effort that day from this sprinter, who also is best over these short courses. And number 7, I'm Usain. It's been a while since he struck form, but there were good signs last start in the Good Time Charlie race. It was a blanket finish. He was beaten 2¾ into 6. It was his best run this time in, and he might be working his way back into form. But I was so taken by Viceroy at Wagga, Paul, I've got to stick with him here. 5, 8, 4, and 7 in the fourth.
Yeah, it's a competitive race, Ray. I'm 3, 4, 7, 5. I'm with the 3, Don't Tease Me on top. 5 wins at the distance, yet to win here at Warwick Farm, but I think that's only a matter of time. The 3-kilo claim for Nick Haywood brings him in beautifully at the weight here, 57.5. Last start winner of the Lone Pine Charge at Musselbrook over this distance, and I do think that open class sprint form will hold up here. Number 3, Don't Tease Me, from that draw, has plenty of pace drawn outside him, so Nick Haywood just has to decide if he wants to hold the rail and lead, or perhaps take a sit in the box seat. Number 4, Wanna Get a Watt. That was a big win in the Class 3 Highway at Hawkesbury last start. That was a strong field. He did all the work up on the speed and he held on well. And he's now had 8 starts for 4 wins and 2 seconds. So he's building a really imposing record at number 4. The 7 I'm Usain has been here a few times, 4 times over this track and distance. Has hit the line hard on a couple of occasions. I've just got him pegged here as the late swooper with this pressure piled on up front. So if you like the 7 at a bit of odds, throw it into your multis. And the 5 Viceroy, similar to what Ray just said, the pace will be on. Very impressive first up win for Luke Pepper. And obviously, if Ty England can find some cover, he'll be pouncing on them late. The only little niggle I've got there, Ray, is everything that could have gone right went right down there at Wagga today from that tricky draw. Maybe there might be a bit more luck required, but it was very, very impressive win. 3, 4, 7, and 5 in the 4.
Okay, race 5, 17, Traditory not running.
Number 1, High Miss, the $5.50 favourites. Hit the Mark, $8. King's Officer, $23. Nat King Sue, $23. Reneged, $26. El Novio, $31. More Than Fabulous, $23. Skillful, $11. Pianissimo, $10. Kent, $12. The Gavel, $14. Arancini is $9. Our Beatnik, $7. Exclamation, $11. Showmaster, $26. He's Our Toy Boy, $26. The 17 is out. And the best backed here, and what isn't a vigorous betting race yet, they've chipped away at a few, but High Miss, the favourite, 6 into 5.50 is best backed. And a move this morning for Arancini, it's been $15 into $9.
Look, speed here hit the mark. I've got leading for Rachel King off the good draw, but a lot of speed's drawn out off the track. We'll have a look at those now. We've got Nat King Koo drawn wide, also drawn out Arancini, who's had the money there. 14 Exclamation drawn off the track, and he's Our Toy Boy as well. So a few of those will definitely roll forward. There is the chance that one or two may be ridden quietly from that gate, Ray. So it's a bit tricky to map, but a big field, plenty of pace out wide. I'd say they'll move along in the 5th.
Yeah, I agree, Paul. As a rule, I said earlier, from the 1400, they don't tend to run track record times often, but we've got a 16-horse field here, and as Paul said, most of the pace is drawn out wide, so I'll be looking to get across. The tempo should be solid. That's what Our Beatnik needs. Look, I'm going to give him one more chance. I keep saying it, Paul, but I don't want this horse to go around without me, and I'm convinced his Rose Hill run was better than it looked. The pace wasn't solid mid-race that day. He got over racing a bit under Tommy Berry on that occasion. The Roguish up on speed got the job done, won narrowly. It was a blanket finish behind him, and Our Beatnik was doing his best work late, running to 7th spot, beaten about 2.5. He's spurred up today. He gets everything made to order. This is his opportunity. The tempo up front will suit. He's got a barrier draw on this occasion, Paul, to settle midfoot. He shouldn't get quite as far back as he did at Rose Hill. And with that speed on, he should relax better. And when he does that, he's got a terrific turn of foot. We've seen it on a couple of occasions, most notably at Scone 12 months ago. It's been a while since he's reproduced that sort of form. But everything sets up perfectly for him today, Paul. And at the $7, I think he's terrific each way value in a tough race, admittedly. 13 Hour Beatnik on top from 9 Pianissimo. He comes out of the same race as Our Beatnik, and he's run 10th, beaten 3.5, but the run was a lot better than it looked. He was on the fence. He was balked for a run coming to about the 2.50, had to switch back off heels and get back onto the fence, and he was doing his best work late. He should have finished a lot closer that day, Pianissimo, and his form prior to that was very good. He could certainly bounce back to a good run here on a track where he does generally race well. 2 hit the mark. Very consistent horse, will be up close to the speed from that inside gate. The 1400 metres is the query. He held on well at Canterbury last up. Blouse late by the impressive Ozark, who backed that up at Scone during the Cup Carnival last week. But hit the mark, the 1400 metres, just my slight query, Paul. And the 10 Kent, this horse has got any amount of ability. He can sprint well fresh with that tempo up front. It's going to suit him. This is a horse that Godolphin thought was good enough to head towards the Derby in the spring. He's resuming off a fairly lengthy break here, but first up fresh, I wouldn't be surprised to see him storming home, particularly with that tempo to suit. 13 Hour Beatnik each way from 9, 2 and 10. Difficult race, Paul.
Yeah, very open race, Ray. I've gone 10, 1, 12 and 2. I'm with the 10 Kent each way here. As you just mentioned, he's got the class there. He's got the ability. He's first up today off a quiet trial down in Melbourne. But the pace will be on. He'll have a nice soft draw. He'll get the last crack at them. Brett and Abdallah obviously have to ride for a bit of luck. But this horse, first up last prep, did run 6th in the up-and-coming stakes behind Divine Prophet and Darren. Only beaten 3.5 lengths, and he found some trouble in the straight. So on that form, you'd have to think first up here is a massive chance, and we're getting $12 each way. One High Mist, well, he's been gilded during his spell. He's got a big weight to carry, but he trialled strongly behind Snoopy and Handfast. Again, he's got plenty of group form behind him, and I think High Mist today, now that he's back to the gelding, he needs to step up and do something. So today, he gets his opportunity to kick that off. The 12, Arancini, interesting, there's been money for him. Second up from a long break, only lightly raced. You go back to his maiden that he won here at Warwick Farm. He beat Most Exalted and Hogmanay. Strong maiden that turned out to be, and he just had to do a bit too much work, resuming with 61 kilos down at Kembla. And number two hit the mark, the horse Ray's mentioned, obviously second last start behind Ozark. And Ozark, of course, Ray, the horse you backed on Saturday, and last time I saw you, you were still folding up the 50s, putting them in your pocket. 10, 1, 12 and 2 for me, boys, in the fifth.
You want to elaborate on that, Ray? Anything you want to say?
We got a bit lucky there, but gave some of it back, though, Sean, as we always tend to do.
Yeah, it's made round to go round, isn't it?
Yeah.
The six today, we pull out number 12, Miss Ballantyne.
Number one, Beretta's 16, Multifacets 26, Lord de Air $51. Number four, Dream Force 4, Rebid the Red 14, Chandana $4.80, Gamblers Blues 9, Via Napoli $8.50, Braces 41, Brogue 61. Medal is the $3.60 favourite. The 12, Miss Ballantyne, is out. 6 cents the win, 7 cents the place. See the deductions there. 13, American Time, 81. Vayner Lane, $21. And Tradtree is $126. Since the scratching, Medal, the best backed here, has been 4 to 360. The next best backed is Gambler's Blues. And Dream Force is trimmed up, 440 into $4. And Chandana's been a drifter, 420 to 480.
Yeah, speed-wise here, there doesn't look that much of it. We've got Dreamforce and Ruby the Red both drawn soft gates. They'll settle 1-2. Tradtree perhaps a fly in the ointment there. If he gets out quick enough, he could put a bit of pressure on those two leaders. But that's about it. Gambler's Blues probably next race, fourth, one out with the trail. And the rest of them tend to settle off pace. So I'm not expecting a fast pace, but in saying that, we do have a big field. So a couple of these may make a change in tactics to go forward.
Yeah, another interesting race, Paul. When I was doing the form yesterday, Medalli at $6, I thought was almost better the day stuff. I'm not so sure now at the 360. That's rock bottom odds for her, but I've got her on top, and a couple of reasons. Her Newcastle win 2 runs back. I know it was only a class one. She didn't beat much, but she put 6 lengths on them in a couple of bounds that day. Her acceleration was outstanding, and she cruised in. Went to Warwick Farm last start. That was the White Moss race where she defeated Sonk, and the tempo slackened mid-race here. Medalli had to go back from an awkward draw. She was out of contention a long way out in that race because of the tempo. White Moss just sprinted home, was too good for Zonk. Medalli got out wide and really rocketed to the line late to run a really good third. Today's race, she's drawn much better. She should settle closer than she did in that Warwick Farm race 2 weeks ago, Paul. The tempo, a slight concern, but the fact that Tommy Berry can position up closer, I'm going to bank on her acceleration because she is a tremendous finisher, Medalli. The worry I have now, though, is the 360. That is as short as you want it. But Danger is the 6, Chandana. She just can't draw a barrier, can she, Chandana? But she's in terrific touch. She was dominant at Wyong 2 runs back, never on the track at Rose Hill last start in the roguish race. So she's coming from Saturday class back to midweek grade. Dry track, Hugh Bowman to ride, ticks a lot of boxes. Again, though, has that awkward draw. The 4, Dream Force, can he run the mile, Paul? Look, you've got to concede a definite chance to do so. On his last start run at Rose Hill, when he had to come from the car park where he drew out right off the track there at Rose Hill at 1,500, crossed to lead, was still in front and to well inside the 200, was run down late to finish fifth, beaten just over a length. But on the evidence of that run, from the good draw today, Dream Force should be right up on the speed, get all the favours, and I'll back him to run the 1,600 metres right.